His eyes were grey and deep, his eyebrows straight, and a little forbidding. The clean-shaven mouth was big and generous, and the healthy tan of his cheek told of a life lived in the open air. There was nothing of the recluse or the student in his appearance. He was, in fact, a typical, healthy-looking Britisher, very much like any other man of his class whom one would meet in the messroom of the British Army, in the wardrooms of the fleet, or in the far-off posts of the Empire where the administrative cogs of the great machine are to be seen at work. There was a little tap at the door, and before he could say, "Come in," it was pushed open and Grace Lexman entered. If you described her as brave and sweet, you might secure from that brief description both her manner and her charm. He half-crossed the room to meet her and kissed her tenderly. "I didn't know you were back until," she said, linking her arm in his. "Until you saw the horrible mess my Macintosh has made," he smiled. "I know your methods, Watson." She laughed, but became serious again. "I'm very glad you've come back. We have a visitor," she said. He raised his eyebrows. "A visitor? Whoever came down on a day like this?" She looked at him a little strangely. "Mr. Kara," she said. "Kara? How long has he been here?" "He came at 4:00. There was nothing enthusiastic in her tone. "I can't understand why you don't like..."